Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
With medical information and news that you need to know later on in this half hour. And then Dr. Joy Brown will join Richie and Kenny and Jennifer on the trip through what's going on today. People in the news. Melissa Rivers has written the story of her mother. She found a way to work through her grief. I often wondered about the relationship between the two of them. They kind of all lived together, right, didn't they?
Yeah, Joan lived with Melissa and the daughter, yeah. Her and her son, I'm sorry.
It's called The Book of Joan, Tales of Mirth, Mischief, and Manipulation. I'm fascinated by that. I think there are more people who are manipulative and who either don't realize it themselves or they do realize it and they like it. It's all about control and power and stuff. And apparently she was a master manipulator.
Joan was.
Which happens, yeah. That is a frequent... And I'm going to sound a little bit of like a sexist here. Whether it's more of a problem for men than it is for women, or vice versa, or is it a universal problem? And I'm referring to it as a problem. Some people may not think it is, but I think it's a universal psychological problem.
Manipulation.
Want to have power.
About?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think men and women both manipulate equally. Actually.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself once in a while doing it, and I don't like it when I think about it, and I try to stop. Or I'm now more focused on it than I ever was before, because I think that there are ways, you know, there are ways people can get you to do things that are sometimes direct.
You don't manipulate.
Sometimes. You don't think
yes,
I'm a
manipulator?
No.
Manipulator?
No.
Oh, are you kidding? Yes, he does. Everybody does. Anybody.
I would define manipulation as using some kind of tactic to get somebody to do what you want.
But right? Listen to this. In this business,
Doug
Rich,
is very forthright. Doug doesn't... There's nothing sneaky about what Doug does when he wants you to do something.
But I think you're looking at manipulation too far. I mean, to me, the word manipulation is what Doug and you and I do every day when we tell a story. We tell it in a way that manipulates a response from somebody. Otherwise, we wouldn't be good talk radio people.
That's not what it means. I don't think that's what it means. I think manipulation is a personal affront to people and their sensitivities. I think that being... I feel like I've been manipulated, and that means that you're being used or you're being sort of pushed into
you want the
something
definition?
That you don't really want
it's
to
got
do.
A negative connotation to it.
Here's the definition. Psychological manipulation is a type of social influence that aims to change the perception or behavior of others through underhanded, deceptive, or even abusive tactics. So you're seeing it in a more negative way. I always think that I don't think manipulation has to be evil all the time. I mean, I think you can manipulate. I mean, I think everybody, just with their own perspective, by definition, manipulates people. Just may not. They may not be doing it purposely.
Well, maybe not purposely, but there are some people who are very purposeful.
I agree. Manipulation. Yes. Some people purposely manipulate other people. Yes.
Well, and Jennifer, in the definition that you read, it said underhanded.
For evil, right? So, what's the word if it's not? Like, what's the word if you're just trying to influence somebody?
What is the word?
Thank you.
I don't know what the word is.
What is the word for what I'm getting at?
Influence.
I get magazines all the time, and they're addressed to influencer at my address. I think that's an
just
interesting
give it to
word.
Charlotte.
All right, so the weather is, as I travel across the country, it's actually been quite nice. Richie, we had a nice Monday. The weather was good in Washington. I stopped in Atlanta the second night. Not bad. In Dallas. Dallas last night, not bad. Where did I? Oh, Jackson last night. No, the night before last. How many nights have I been gone? Monday I was with you. Tuesday.
Atlanta. Wednesday in Jackson. Today
I was in Jackson. Today I'm Dallas. Tomorrow I'll be in El Paso. And Friday night, hopefully back in L.A. My son was going to come and drive the rest of the way with me, but he unfortunately bought a ticket on Spirit Airlines because it was the cheapest of the three airlines that service L.A. To Dallas.
Did they manipulate him, Dougie?
They really manipulated him. Here's the story. It says when you buy on Expedia or some of the other processors, if you don't buy direct from Spirit, there's a tag at the bottom of the page that says you will be put on an automatic standby list if you don't buy this ticket from us directly. So he went to the airport not seeing that, and there were 54 people that were waiting to get on the same plane that were sold the tickets, and they had, because they bought them on Expedia, Priceline, wherever the hell else you get them, and they were all denied entry to the plane. This is the biggest scam.
They oversell the
every plane. They'll take anybody who wants to buy a ticket, gets a ticket.
So if there's 150 they don't qualify, seats and they sell 250, they'll take all the money.
They'll take all the money.
And then what? Exactly. Now what happens?
And then you show up, well, they give you a voucher for the same amount of money to be used at some other point.
They will not refund you, but most people give you a voucher to use, right? Yeah.
Right. That's how this guy screws. This is the worst airline. I've always said an airline that has no reason for being. These people, they'll talk about the cheapest seats, yeah, but they don't tell you they're selling tickets to everybody that wants one. And when you show up at the airport, you're two-thirds of you are likely not to get on the plane. So my advice is never buy a ticket on Spirit, because I've heard these stories before from people. Just a rip-off like you wouldn't believe. So
I had to send a producer to Las Vegas last couple weeks ago, and that was the only, it was short notice, so I did the same thing. I bought one there, and he was able to get on the plane, but I mean,
buy it online, or did you buy it from Spirit?
No, I bought it through
Orbitz. You buy it online from a ticket?
Yeah, through Orbitz.
And you still get on.
And he still got on, but I mean, they charge you for everything.
Everything. Yeah, everything. You got a bag that just, it's a just
carry on. They charge you for carry on bags.
Yeah, they do. Yep, right. All right, it's 13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a moment with the latest news from the world of medicine and medical advice. He's here on Good Day. You can hold your breath. He'll be here in a moment.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com to file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked of oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to overview a number of the stories from the medical journals. For example, napping and how good it is for you. This is something that fortunately I don't get to, well, fortunately I know how to do it and get the benefits from it, Ken, but I don't do it often enough. What's the story?
This is great news out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. Doug, that a short nap can revive the immune system and even zap stress for those who did not get enough sleep the night before. Lack of sleep, it can wreak havoc on the body and mind, sending hormones that are involved in stress and the immune system haywire, impairing judgment and increasing the risk of illness. The news this week is that a 30-minute nap can reverse the hormonal impact of a night of poor sleep.
Wow, that is a good story. That's good news. All right, this is kind of complicated. Brain stents show promise for certain stroke patients. Stroke is the number three killer, isn't it, after heart attacks? And
exactly. Cancer. Number one disabler. This is a week out of the New England Journal of Medicine. Doug, most of the 800,000 strokes in America each year, they're caused by a blood clot lodged in the brain. The usual treatment is a clot-dissolving medicine called TPA. It's like Drano for the brain. When that does not work, doctors sometimes try devices pushed through blood vessels to pluck out the clot. But several studies over the years have found that they did not help. However, newer devices, here's the news, metal mesh cages called stent retrievers open an artery much faster with less damage to the blood vessel. Unlike heart stents, which stay in place to prop the artery open, the brain stents flatten the clot, trap it, and are removed with it. Stents used to clear a blood clot in the brain can greatly lower the risk of a patient ending up disabled. This is groundbreaking change in how we will be treating a stent, treating a stroke going further.
Dr. Ken is a well-known cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology. That's his facility in Mount Dora, Florida. And as such, he's more, well, not more interested, but certainly more credible, not that he isn't credible. But when there's something comes up that has to do with your heart, he's somebody to listen to. And there's a story this week about low vitamin D levels. You've been studying that with your patients too, haven't you?
Absolutely. This is out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. That vitamin D deficiency in childhood may be linked to hardening of the arteries in middle age. So the vitamin D level of between 30 to 50 is generally considered accurate. And, you know, kids between 3 and 18 who are studied in this study, you may want to, mom and dad, get their vitamin D levels checked the next time they go to the doctor.
All right, let's see what else we have here. Smoking, this is kind of a duh. We needed a study to tell us that smoking is linked to lots of health problems.
Well, it's some new things that we didn't think about. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. However bad you thought smoking was, Doug, it's even worse. This new study adds at least 5 diseases and 60,000 deaths a year to the toll taken by tobacco in America. The new findings are based on health data from nearly 1 million people who were followed for 10 years, in addition to the well-known hazards of lung cancer, artery disease, heart attacks, chronic lung disease, and stroke that you've mentioned. Smoking also is linked to significantly increased risk of infection, kidney disease, intestinal disease caused by inadequate blood flow, and heart and lung ailments that we didn't even think previously were attributed to tobacco.
How anybody can smoke is beyond me.
21% of guys, about 18% of women. I agree with you.
It's just ignorance. It's just pure ignorance. Aye. And I don't want to say that people who smoke are ignoramuses, but I don't know what goes with ignorance. It's just uneducated. At any rate, Dr. Ken is here to change the focus on your hair. This is not a medical problem, but it certainly is something when you understand how your body works can help you, and that's what Provia is really doing. Understanding, using this product shows you understand how your body works. Can, right?
Exactly, Doug. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia from Chamonix is the answer. Provia is a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment which contains a unique blend of plant extracts for the results you want safely and naturally. Here's Diana from Kingsville, Maryland. She says, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in, no nasty smell, and it's not greasy. I only need to apply a little bit on the thinning area, and I use it every other night before bed. It really works. Amazing stuff. Best of all, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe on colored and treated hair. Results guaranteed or your money back. It's truly a no-brainer, and it gets better. Order Provia today, and you'll receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results, absolutely free.
800-543-5817 for Provia. 800-543-5817. Call now. Mention Dr. Ken. You'll get great stuff. 800-543-5817.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Lots of stories today about music. Richie loves Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, I do.
Loves that guitar. It was on this day, 1968, that Jimi Hendrix got an honorary high school diploma from Garfield High School in Seattle, where he had dropped out when he was 14. How'd he get away with that? He got out when he was 14.
It was 1960-whatever, 3,
Eight,
4.
Yeah, 3, early on, yeah. He was with the band of Gypsies. I didn't realize that was the name of the group. Was it?
Really? Yeah, he played with Little Richard first. He was a guitar player for Little Richard for a couple of years, and then he was with the Isley Brothers for a while.
Ah, that was a good combo.
Yeah.
Speaking of good combos, here's the number one song from this week in 1972. The reason I play it is because it is so smooth. What a great message. Al Green's Let's Stay Together knocked American Pie out of the top spot in the charts this day, 1972.
Ah. I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right for me.
Just musical memories. American Pie, then Al Green was at number one for a couple of weeks, and then Nielsen's Without You became number one. He had 14 hits into the top 10. Great, great.
I saw him at Jazz Fest like 8 or 9 years ago, man. This guy is cool as an ice cube.
So smooth.
Absolutely smooth.
All right, next musical news. Celine Dion in the focus with the number one single this week in 1994. This is what did you say? This is saccharine. There's no tears here in this, Jennifer.
This is one of those chest beating songs of Celine Dion. You know when she hits her chest?
Really?
Grabbing for power. Yeah.
Doesn't got much to chest.
I will never forgive Celine Dion.
What? Blood. Out of the down.
Is that what it is?
Like me.
All right, next up, a musical items in the news, Richie. The Rolling Stones. From the Musical Memory Department on the Good Day program. You can look for the Stones to hit North America again this year. How many times have they retired?
How many farewell tours is this? Like 12?
Those checks coming for years now.
Yeah, Ronnie Wood, who's the guitarist, says that they are meeting in New York, coming to the grips that they need to come to make a run around North America again this summer. No details yet. Keith Richards mentioned it also, and then they said they ought to go to South America. Apparently, they're planning on doing that. This is its 50 and counting tour.
Yes.
Stone's 50th anniversary was 2012, right?
Wow. So, Mick Jagger is 71 years old.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing. Amazing. If you'd have told me in 1980 that these guys would still be
going to be alive. All right. So here's the story of the day musically. Whether you can believe it or not, Kanye West is about to discover another singer musician. He has invited Taylor Swift to join him. They want to record some music together, the same as he did with Paul McCartney. And, of course, all of his fans think he discovered Paul McCartney because that's what he has for a fan base.
Is this a peace offering, do you think?
What? For Taylor Swift and Kanye West, right?
There's
what
a picture of them together at the Grammys the other day, and they looked like they were having a good time.
Well, you know, Taylor is friends with Jay-Z and Beyonce now. She's in the In Circle.
How'd she manage that? What? That's the In Circle?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in it? Kim Kardashian?
Beyonce, Kanye, Jay-Z. That's their little circle. And so
who's
Taylor
Beyonce
was hanging out with Jay-Z.
I'm sorry, Beyonce. Who's Kardashian married to?
Kanye.
Oh, okay. That's all right. All right. So is this which song is Richie?
Does
you belong to me?
Yeah, you belong to me.
Number one during this week in 2010. You impressed that I knew that?
You're amazing.
So look for Taylor Swift to get known because she's going to connect with Kanye West.
Now, I wonder if he'll pull any more words from her now.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination. combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. And this is Reality Radio.
Oh,
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and myself, Rich McFadden, sitting here. And during the news, while you guys were listening to the news, we heard Doug in his hotel room.
And this is what it sounded like. Ready?
Flush.
And then all of a sudden he was back at the microphone. So I said, Dudley, you get back in there and wash those hands. And he did. He was a good
one. Get back to the real issues of the day here. This is a good day program. Really? I have a new world order is that I'm trying to be the best. This is going to be the best radio program you've ever heard.
Ever.
And I'm trying to be my best. And sometimes I'm not always sure that I actually have been pretty good at that over my life,
good.
And I remember urging my children to do that. Why are we talking about this? Dr. Joy Brown, you can talk to her about that if you want to. I want to talk about being your best with her in a matter of moments. First, Brian Williams and the poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com asked you whether Brian Williams' career was over. At least his news career. 44% of you said probably, whether he's guilty or not, his credibility is gone. 32% of you said yes, as well it should be. 22% of you said no, even if he did embellish a story or two, it's no big deal. And 2% of you said, who's Brian Williams? It is a big deal for a news person. It's not a big deal for somebody doing what we do.
Right. Talk radio, comedy, you have to have trust in journalism.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. The poll today, by the way, a follow-up on the FDA warning about dark chocolate. Huh?
Uh-oh. I thought that was the healthy one.
Valentine's Day? Are you kidding? What in the world's going on here? Poll today at DougSteffen.com. Ladies, what do you want for Valentine's Day? Kenny, does that mean, well, tomorrow you don't, because we have the big stories in the poll tomorrow, so we don't have a question for men. What do you want for Valentine's Day? Just
who
for
cares?
Women?
Hashtag who cares?
Right,
yeah.
Really?
Actually,
so
men don't care.
Yeah, my friend Courtney, who works with me during the day, is very creative. She's one of those creative, cutesy types. And so I said, oh, what are you doing for your boyfriend this year? And her boyfriend loves to fish. So she said, I'm going out and I'm getting a box of Sierra Nevada beer, taking the beer out, and then filling the box with all of his favorite things. So she'll put a couple of beers in there, but mostly like his favorite candy, his favorite, like he's got like some popcorn that he likes. And then she's also putting in fishing lures because he's like really into fishing now. And then she's going to get like a metal plate and she's, I'm going to stamp it with those metal stampers. You can buy them at Home Depot for like $30 that say caught on you or caught on you since 19 or 2000, whenever they met. So she puts the date. She's going to stamp the date on there for him and hang that on the outside of the box. I thought that was cute.
I like the beer part.
Isn't that fun? I know.
Oh, he better remember her.
I know.
Right. There you
go. That's a awful
man. You want to know what I get for Valentine's Day?
What's that, Richie?
The bill.
That's it. Get the bill. Let me just go back to, I didn't do the poll yet. What do you want for Valentine's Day, ladies? Flowers, chocolates, jewelry, a card, dinner out, some or all of the above, or something else? All right, that you can tell us. Let me go back to Brian Williams for a minute. The focus has been on his credibility, and people comparing him to others. It seems Lester Holt may have the inside track, and there was a story yesterday, I think it was on one of those E-channel or Entertainment Tonight or something, and it looked at him and his career and how credible he is, without mentioning the question, which is the assumption here, that his credibility is very strong and Williams is very weak. There are other people that have been included in the list, but it looks to me like Lester Holt is on the top of it at the moment anyway. Anderson Cooper is in it. Savannah Guthrie is in it. Matt Lauer is in it. Katie Couric even is mentioned, but why? It'd be smarter to put Katie Couric back on with the morning show and put Matt Lauer in the news position. That would be a smart move. And they need, because women are the ones watching the show in the morning anyway. And Matt Lauer hasn't done anything to enhance his image with a lot of women because of what he did with Ann Curry, or what he did, what they think he did, whether he did or he didn't do it. So that's probably a good mix, too. The name John Stewart has come up because he's leaving his post. And one of the things that has been in that same television show, they looked at his career and said that the best part of his career was that people trust him because he seems always to have the facts. And that's the reason, in part, that he's respected by the millennials. More people my son's age and younger will tell you they get much of their news by watching The Daily Show. And that has been the case since Brendan was...
Now what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think it's more critical about who's going to replace Jon Stewart, because they're not getting rid of the show. I think that's the more critical question over who's going to replace Brian Williams, because this is how young people get their news now. This is it.
Yeah. All right, cold, and more cold. I was talking to the boys and girls on the farm yesterday. A high temperature today will be 4 degrees. Mm-hmm. Overnight low 14 below. These punishing blasts of Arctic air bringing the coldest temperatures of the winter, not only in New England, but the whole eastern half of the country. It's pretty chilly here in Dallas this morning. It was 70 degrees the other day, and it's about 53, 54 is what it's expected to go up to today. Is that certainly preferable to the situation in the Northeast? Yesterday, as I was driving through Louisiana, farmers were all plowing their fields and getting them ready for crops. That was something that it would be 2 months before we did that on the farm at home. But they're down here working away. It was just kind of fun to see, frankly. Facebook says, Kenny, that you can leave your profile to somebody. Wasn't there a controversy about this? Who owns your Facebook account when you're dead? A couple of 3 months ago. And so what have they done? They have said if you have to tell them, though, that your Facebook page will go to somebody else, right?
There's basically a form that you have to fill out.
And so then what happens?
So then whoever whoever you have bequeathed it to gets your Facebook account.
Usually, I mean, I know several circumstances where a person has passed away and their family
can crack into it.
Well, crack into it, or they knew it before. My friend Amy is a good example. When she died of cancer, her sisters took it over. And, you know, and still every now and then somebody posts on her, you know, just thinking of you, Amy, or something like that. So it's still alive and running.
Mm-hmm.
She's not, but well, the Facebook page is.
All right, and then the fact that people are talking about Chicago's Little League champs using ringers.
Yeah.
Remember all of the attention that was paid to Jackie Robinson West in the World Series last year? I remember that. This from Chicago South Side. The ending is not a good one for him and for them, because allegations are now circling around that they recruited ringers from the suburbs that didn't live in the community at all. So that'll be the end of that for them. And, this is a good lesson for the kids about honor, right? Isn't it? And being
ethical.
What about
just being smart and getting ahead in business? And recruit some people for your team that are, you know, good players.
Well, except that it was basically illegal. It was against the rules.
And you know how the Little League organization found out about this?
No.
The team that they beat turned them in.
Kind of like the Baltimore Ravens.
Kind of like the Baltimore Ravens with the Patriots, right?
But how did the team that they beat know?
I guess they looked into it and started going, wait a minute, where'd this kid come from? Or where'd that kid come from?
They were following the carpool van. Hey, you live in Nebraska.
You're not from Chicago
right
at all.
There.
All right, Bruce Jenner is getting closer to living life as a woman. He's 65
he's already,
years
he's
old.
He's already driving like one.
He almost got the man knocked out of him the other day on Pacific Coast Highway.
Right. So he's going to be interviewed with Diane Sawyer.
Yeah.
And he's going to reveal to her what his female name will be.
Oh, jeez.
He refers to her in the third person.
He's also
drumming up names for his upcoming docuseries set to air on E! The network is going to look at the footage they've recorded so far and see how many episodes they want to air. But
are we still allowed to say this guy's crazy, or is that politically incorrect?
I don't
now?
Care if it is or not. But he's crazy? A whack job.
I think he's an opportunist. He's going to make a fortune off this.
Gosh, let me tell you something. He should get every nickel that he wants then, because if you're going to go through this just to make some money.
that's nasty.
Well, let me tell you, you can have it.
Dr. Joy Brown up next on the Good Day program. Being your best is our focus.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Hi, welcome to AT&T. Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I
this
think we
do. Nice.
Let's bring it in.
Oh,
wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claimed based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
All right, now it's time for our weekly visit from Dr. Joy Brown to straighten out our heads. Dr. Brown is on the air. She's the only legitimate psychologist. Excuse me, I was going to say psychotic, but that's not true.
No.
On the air.
There are lots of other people around.
Tried. Yeah, many. Yeah, many. You probably have a lot of them calling you, I would bet, at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, and that's, I have very few psychotic people. I have kind of the walking wounded calling me.
Right. They all want to fix. So what do you tell them, or have you dealt in this area, how to be your best? And that probably applies to pretty much everything. Huh?
Yeah. What I say to parents is saying to your kids, do your best every day is not fair, because none of us do our best every day. You know, we might have a headache, or we might be distracted by something else. I think the idea of figuring out what your best is that particular moment, and you sort of decide that putting a lot of energy into your life is the best way, the best recipe I know, to get a lot out of your life. And phoning it in is the best way to have kind of a mediocre life. So it's not so much doing your best per se, because your best is going to vary from day to day. Oh my goodness, that was poetry. Do you realize that? But it's, wow, Joy.
Bumper sticker right there.
Thank you. Yeah. T-shirt, hats. But it's sort of doing the best you can with what you got at that particular time, and not necessarily looking either forward or back, because, as I said, our level of best is going to change, and so you don't want to sort of say, well, I mean, I'm sure you've done it, and I've done it, where I'll say, well, that program was okay, it wasn't my best, but that's okay. I mean, it's done, and you move on and figure out why, you know, was your energy low? Did you not have the calls? Were you distracted? Was, you know, Mercury retrograde, whatever excuse you want to give.
Today, this is the last day of Mercury being retrograde, thank you.
Thank goodness. I'm so glad for that.
Yes.
Communication would just go to hell in a handbasket.
Oh,
it's certainly
awful.
Appropriate before Valentine's Day. We don't need Mercury retrograde near Valentine's Day. It's troublesome enough as it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so in terms of focusing on your best, it doesn't, by the way, make any difference what time in your life. This is something you can do early if you get your mind wrapped around it well. You can do it midlife. You can do it later on in your life. But searching for the best and being the best. And you have to have your own definition of that, I think.
Absolutely.
And somebody else to give you the definition.
It will change.
Well,
not only what your skill level is.
It will change in what way?
Well, it will change not only what the definition is, but what the focus is. For example, being the best sneezer in third grade may really be important when you're 8 years old. Presumably by the time you're 18, you have somewhat different goals, and you may still be great at sneezing, but it may not be where your emphasis is.
Sneezing.
Yeah, I'm the best sneezer in third grade. Let's say that you're really good at I'm an example. I was really good at math in elementary school, junior high school, and high school, and then I went to Rice and thought, my best isn't going to be good enough. And it switched to something that I was much better at, or that my best was going to actually profit me a lot more, because my best just wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think best is also applies to certainly relationships.
What would best mean in a relationship? You're being your best person in a relationship, you mean?
Yeah, right. And working at being the best. Or having, I was thinking about this, you know, if you have old clothes that are holy and dirty, and you have good clothes that aren't, why wouldn't you wear the good clothes?
Because you might really love the dirty ones, and the reason they're dirty is because you wear them so much, and so what you should do is wash them. Well, beware of metaphor.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back.
Right.
But I think I think it's not only being our best in a relationship, but being our best may not work in a relationship. So let's go to that. It may be that your best is being really articulate and being able to convince people. But in a relationship, that may be counterproductive. It may be that your partner isn't as articulate, isn't as verbal, isn't as powerful a communicator. but still needs to be heard. So your best in that relationship outside, it may be very counterproductive. So I think what we want in a relationship is finding aspects of ourselves that we may not bring out in a public way, and finding somebody who brings out the best in us, which may be very different than what other people bring out in us.
Finding the best and getting the best out of you. Yeah, there you go. That's a very interesting way of looking at it. Thank you. That's good. Dr. Joy Brown, you can reach her anytime, day or night, by dialing 855-99-DR-JOY. Ask her a question. She'll answer it on the air, 12 to 3. You can find out where she is or listen to the show at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
Now on the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Live Day by Joan Jett and Michael J. Fox.
Oh, wow.
Known as the Bar Busters from the movie, is called Light of Day, Charter, right?
That was Light of Day with Michael J. Fox.
That's what I thought. Topped the box office this week in 1987. Chuck is here. We have our contest for people to qualify for our all-expense-paid trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. I think we have designed it, so we'll do the drawing next month. If you know the name of this movie and would like to qualify for a chance at that trip, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
She's a fox. In France, she would be called La Renard, and she would be hunted with only her cunning to protect her.
Got it.
She's a babe.
She's a robo-babe.
She's a babe-alicious.
In Latin, she would be called Babia Majora.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, next clue.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
No. No.
Neither did I.
All right.
I was just asking.
What's the name of this movie? Top of the box office this week, 1992. Last clue.
My name is Wayne Campbell. I live in Aurora, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. Excellent. I've had plenty of Joe jobs. Nothing I'd call a career. Let me put it this way. I have an extensive collection of name tags and hairnets.
Great.
Classic.
All right, what's the name of that movie? It is a classic. 888-302-3684. In a moment, Dr. Joy Brown is going to do her overview of 50 Shades. Chucker says that there's been a lot of hype, and it's not too clear whether this film is good, bad, or indifferent. Joy has seen the movie. She'll give you her thoughts in a moment here on Good Day.
It's a Lumber Liquidator spring flooring kickoff sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty, or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates, plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the spring flooring kickoff sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, let's get the answer to our contest question. Name of the movie, Greg's in Santa Maria. Hi, Greg. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. The movie's Wayne's World.
It is Wayne's World,
good
in fact.
Good job.
Where you
How's Charlotte
smiling...
Doing?
Charlotte's doing fine, thank you for asking. She's making the trip across the country with me. That's why I'm driving, because she can't get on the plane now. So we're moving as fast as we can. She's being great. She enjoys the occasional pee and drink of water and good food.
So, Charlotte is not a woman.
Yes,
oh, God.
All right, hold on just a second, Greg. We'll get your name. You qualify for the drawing for our trip to the... Why do I keep wanting to call it Barbary Coast? It's not the Barbary Coast.
You don't want to go
What's
there.
The name of the place?
The no. Broadmoor in Colorado Springs.
Broadmoor. Thank you. There's Joy's got it. All right, Joe. Joy, tell us what you thought of 50 Shades. You saw it last night.
I did. Okay. First of all, you have to understand, I've been getting calls from mothers who say, my 13-year-old wants to go. How do I prohibit her from going? And I'm saying, you can't. She'll sneak in. Go with her. All right. So let me tell you, if you take the sex out of 50 Shades, and we'll come back to it, don't worry, it is badly acted, badly scripted, stupid, meaningless. The movie, the music is over the top, and it makes no sense in the
that
character
like the
development.
Book, though, right?
Yeah, it's stupid. Okay. Now, both of the leads are pretty neat. Of them come act. One bites her lip the entire time. The other glowers. Okay. Now, if you put the sex back in, the sex is genuinely erotic. It is shot like a soft porn, or maybe slightly higher porn. There are continuity issues, and there, it's a mess. But it is sexy. Now, the problem for me, because there are other stupid movies that are sexy, is that it suggests that, first of all, and they cheat, because, you know, the billionaire, I think in the book he was like 35 or something, and this one's 27, so the difference in their age is only about 5 or 6 years. Supposedly he was with another woman till he was 21, and then he's had 15 women since then, which we never even ask about. But the idea being that that first of all, dominance and bondage is something you do incrementally, which is true, that the end point is actually to control somebody and hurt them. And I think, given the fact that domestic violence is the second major cause of women under the age of 40, preceded only by car accidents, the movie sucks. So your kid's going to see it. You should go with them and talk to them about it.
All right. Thank you, Joy. What do you think of that, Chucker?
That's a pretty interesting analogy. I'm going to go see it tomorrow, early show with my wife. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, you got something to look forward to. Yeah, you can look forward to it with your wife. Just don't bring your daughter. Joy Brown, thank you for that. That was excellent. A lot of people would be happy to hear your thought on it. Chuck Curry in Movie Moments every day on Good Day at this time. 59 past the hour.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.